Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Breaking news out of London this morning. The United Kingdom has grounded all Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft. And beyond that, has even said they do not want these aircraft flying over the United Kingdom until further notice and more of an investigation of the Ethiopian crash.
And with more on safety concerns, aviation consultant with CBS and former NTSB chairman Mark Rosenker joins us on our Disk Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Mark, good morning.
Good to be with you.
So should the MAX 8 be grounded in the United States as so many other countries have done?
Well, there are 15 countries that have decided to do that. So you have the choice in order to be able to make that decision.
Obviously, safety is first for everybody, but two brand new airplanes don't fall out of the sky on clear weather days and bright sunshine for no good reason. I think that it seems like it would be prudent for them to hold off until they find out what happened.
Well, certainly the vast majority of the companies that have bought these planes, although in the U.S., they haven't. So there are two or three companies. It really is up to the individual manufacturer to make the decision to use that airplane or not use it.
When we're talking about a system that will override, as I understand it, explain exactly what we're talking about here, Mark, because this is what, a high angle of attack on takeoff is where the problem results?
Well, it's a combination of things. When you have to check the safety itself of the aircraft, you have to look at every single thing that's possibly that could potentially really affect the operation of the aircraft. So everything in this case, and remember, we're talking about two airplanes brand new. These are the latest of the design of the aircraft in 5 months. So there's a real serious action here, and that's what's causing the problem here.
You know, we have heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, that when the aircraft is going at a very steep ascent rate, that this mechanism kicks in to push the nose down for fear of a stall. And then it's the pilots trying to override that pitch over, and they basically get in a battle with this system on the airplane. And what is it? They're just supposed to turn the thing off? Is it that simple?
We don't know. You have to really look carefully at the aircraft. In this case, it happened in 6 minutes. And 6 minutes, all of this began within that period of time. Clearly, you have to really look at this very carefully.
I think what surprises a lot of people is the fact that we're not talking about aircraft that are aged. This is the newest, latest technology, and that perhaps is what's most disturbing for anyone getting on a plane right now.
You're absolutely right. We're talking about an airplane. I don't think this one is more than four months old. The one that had the terrible accident that happened back in October, I believe. That airplane is a significant loss as well. So two major brand new aircraft becoming a loss within 5 months, that's why we've seen so many that have become a loss.
We know that Americans' 737 MAX 8s do not fly through Pittsburgh, but we do not know whether Southwest 34 aircraft of that type come through here or whether United brings any in here as well. What do you tell a passenger who's headed to the airport and they're going to find out that they're going to be on a MAX 8? Do they get on the plane?
Sure, you're going to know that when you actually go to the airport or actually be making that decision. You'll know about it.
Would you get on it?
I would get on the airplane, yes. They're not having a problem, and neither is American Airlines. But clearly there are 15 other carriers. They are having problems, or at least these two airplanes that are showing unfortunate.
Well, Mark, it's very unsettling, especially with the safety record, really, in the history of aviation over the last several years has been really good. So this is a great concern. We'll wait and see what the official report brings, but we appreciate your expertise. Thank you.
You bet.
Mark Rosiger, former chairman of the NTSB and now aviation consultant with CBS, Hunter Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline on KDK Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.